Today is World Mission Sunday, and just this happy day to be reminded that we all have a mission to complete. And ultimately, it kind of boils down to the same mission. We're meant to help bring the kingdom here and help bring as many people to the Lord and to heaven as possible. But how that works for each person is a little different, you know. And so it's just a really good day to be mindful of the fact that we have a mission from God, and we better do it, you know. And with the church gives us these beautiful readings today about persistence. All three of them are about persistence, and with this idea that, like, we have to keep the conversation going. We're never going to win a soul for God if we're not keeping the conversation going with people. We're never going to be useful at all if we're not keeping the conversation going with God. And so there's meant to be a conversation that's ongoing with the Lord, a conversation that's ongoing with the people that God puts in front of us constantly. And it's just, it's awesome. A group of us just got back from our pilgrimage, and it was just beautiful. The Lord did so many wonderful things, and I was thinking, even on the way there, we flew from Indianapolis to Philadelphia, then Philadelphia to Rome, and then Rome to Dubrovnik, and then to Medjugorje, and then we went back to Rome later on. But from that Philadelphia flight, it was kind of funny, because that was the 8.5-hour flight from Philadelphia to Rome, and I was disappointed to discover that I had a middle seat. And so I worked my charm with the lady at the counter, and she put me on an aisle seat. God bless her. And anyways, the person, so I sit in my aisle seat, and the lady sitting to my left is in the middle seat, and she's I'm just chatting her up, you know, as we're getting ready to go. And I said, "You're going to Rome, you must be Catholic." And she said, "Well, actually, I'm not." And I said, I smiled, I said, "I got 8.5 hours to work on you." And and she had this look of, uh-oh. You know, well, I'm not kidding you, the funniest thing happened, because a fully habited nun came in and sat on the other side of me. And I said, "If that's not a sign from the good Lord, I don't know what is." And I said, this is just beautiful. But I said, I don't mind talking to you 8.5 hours about the glories of the Catholic Church. I said, this is wonderful. And sometimes we just have to be a little persistent. Now, I did not talk to her the whole time, but it was a beautiful thing. We got there, and we the first thing was in Medjugorje, and I got to just be, like, I was thinking, like, Lord, you're so good. You keep sending your mother to us. Like, for all of the history of the Catholic Church, there's been these Marian apparitions. The first apparition ever happened by St. James. And Mary was bilocating. But all throughout the history of our church, there's apparitions from Guadalupe to Lourdes to Fatima to Knock and to Medjugorje and all these things. And it's like, Lord, how good you are to send your mother. And why do you do it? Because it keeps our conversation going with Our Lady. And Our Lady is continuing to share with us the same message, which is, do whatever he tells you. Repent, pray, live a life of faithfulness. All of these beautiful, her messages are so beautiful in every apparition. And our Lord keeps sending her to keep these conversations going, right? And we spent these days in Medjugorje, and it was just like, when you're there, you don't even feel like you're on earth. You just don't, and it's just powerful. Then we went to Rome and had a wonderful time there, visited all the papal basilicas and things. And my dream came true, because my confirmation saint is St. Philip Neri, and I had the joy of celebrating Mass at the tomb where he is buried. And I got to just praying about his life and how Philip Neri hardly slept at all. He prayed in the catacombs and before the Blessed Sacrament and before the crucifix throughout the night. He would converse with the Lord. And then during the day, he would just converse with whoever God put in front of him. A lot of days, his whole schedule was, I'm just going to walk into Rome and see who God puts in front of me.
and I'm going to engage them, and I'm going to try to lift them up to the good Lord, and I'm going to try to bring them to God and bring his kingdom here, you know. And the funny thing was that Philip Neri, he wanted to be a missionary in India. He was born in Florence. When he was 12 years old, he moved to Rome, where he lived with his uncle. He wanted to go with St. Ignatius of Loyola with the Jesuits to India, but God told him one day, your mission field is here. And so St. Philip Neri became one of the most important players in the Counter-Reformation as the church was trying to figure out what do we do with ourselves, you know, in the wake of the birth of Protestantism, you know. And Philip Neri, he kept the conversations going with everyone, and most importantly with the Lord, and fulfilled his mission beautifully. Last thing I'll tell you, the last day we had Mass early in the morning at St. Paul's outside the walls. It's the only one of the four papal basilicas that is outside the walls of ancient Rome. And St. Paul himself is buried there. And it's very important because he's buried outside the city walls because St. Paul took the faith, he took our Lord, even to the Greeks, even to the Gentiles. The word Gentile means nations. The Lord, or St. Paul, took the faith outside of the Jews and kept conversations going with people and converted a whole ton of them. And I got to thinking, you know, sometimes we're meant to do the same thing. And which is to say, go outside the walls of our comfort zones in talking about the Lord, in talking about our faith. Preach the gospel at all times, if necessary, use words. I don't know if St. Francis ever said that or not, but it's a great thing, but we have to use words too. We have to use words and talk about our beautiful faith to people. And our mission field is our family. Our mission field is our neighborhood. Our mission field is our classroom, our school. Our mission field is our teammates, our workplace. We have our mission field is the grocery store line or the fast food drive-through. Wherever we go, it's like, oh my gosh, there's invitations here to have conversations and to be persistent in them. To be persistent in our conversation with the Lord, and to be persistent in our conversation with other people. That's how the mission gets done. That's how we... Don't you want it to be that, pray God, we get to heaven, we make it, and people file in, and they look at you and they say, thank you, because without you, I might not be here. That's our mission. Our mission. And so, let's have ongoing conversation with the Lord. Ongoing conversations with the people around us about the Lord. And we just never know what the good Lord might do with all that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.